This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Darrell, G-A-R-R-E-L-L, Smith, date of birth 1-13-1953. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. His last visit was December 2nd of 2024. He reports that his appetite has not been intense, and he actually does not eat as large of portions of food at each meal as he used to. And so he's lost 7 pounds since his last visit. He does have chronic loose stools every day. That doesn't change. It's never better one day and worse the next. It's almost always the same every day, soft to loose stools. Without vomiting, no dysphagia, no blood or melena noted. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He is anticoagulated with warfarin for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. And no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily. Nifedipine is 30 milligram daily. He's on warfarin. Lisinopril is 40 milligram daily with hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 270 pounds, pulse is 62, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 78. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. The abdomen is soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 27th of 2025. Creatinine was higher than we've previously seen, up to 2.34 with estimated GFR of 29. We are going to ask him to repeat labs in a month just to make sure that is not a progressive reading. Hopefully he'll trend back down to 2.0 or 1.9 is what he has been running. Calcium 9.1, electrolytes normal, albumin is 4.5, phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin is 13.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with higher creatinine level and currently at stage 4, chronic kidney disease. So he is going to have labs checked in early, end of June or early July again. And then possibly every 3 months thereafter, depending on the next reading. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.